You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Meet Us in Buellton podcast. This week, it's just Megan and I, and we're going to be talking about a great topic, a great area here in Buellton. We can't wait to share with you.
I'm really excited about today's conversation. This week, we're talking all about Industrial Way, and we want to help you have the perfect day, starting from the top of Industrial Way and working yourself all the way down the street.
Awesome, Meg. I can't wait. I think it's going to be an exciting conversation. And once our listeners hear everything there is to do and see on this street in Buellton, they're going to be checking it out the next time here.
So, Kathy, if you were going to build your perfect day on Industrial Way, where would you start it?
You know, I think for me, Meg, I would start actually at the bottom of Industrial Way. So we've got some really interesting new things going on down there. And Fig Brew, of course, is a huge hub for us down there. But next to that is a place called Community Clayworks. And this is a gal, she's recently opened her Clayworks studio. She teaches classes and she also can do group parties and sip and spins. And so she has pottery wheels there, enough for a group to come in and actually learn how to throw your own pot and throw your own clay, however they say it. But you get to learn how to make your own ceramics, your own clay work, and your own pottery pieces. So it's super fun. She has, again, she'll take you through step by step of how to first even just get your clay, what all the tools are that you're going to be using, and then again, how to put it on your wheel, how to work it, how to form it, and make it into a bowl or a plate or a piece that you can then cherish forever. So it's really a great asset to Buellton, and especially this area of Industrial Way, because it's a super cool zone kind of area in Buellton that not everybody necessarily knows about. And so we want to make sure we tell our listeners all about the options and possibilities that they can have down here on Industrial Way when they come visit. So Community Clayworks, I think I would start there, get my creative juices flowing and make a bowl or some plate or something I could use at home or gift to somebody and learn a little new kind of art and trade. So I think that's my first place I would go.
That's actually a perfect way to kick off a full day on Industrial Way because, you know, you might want to get started earlier than the tasting rooms open. So you get your creative activity out of the way. And then the rest of the day is just food and drink.
That's right. Celebrating what you made.
So from there, I think a natural progression in the day would be to head on over to Fig and have lunch and do a beer tasting.
Absolutely, Megan. Fig Brew, it's right there, walking distance from Community Clayworks. So you could park in between the two and you don't have to move your car or go very far. But Fig Brew, and I know we've talked about it before and we've had them on the podcast with us before too, but it's just a cool hangout place, right? It's good for all ages. You can go, you can have lunch or dinner. In this case, after Community Clayworks in the morning, I'm going to stop there for lunch, do some beer tasting. I might hang out in the beer garden if it's a nice sunny day. And then, of course, their lunch menu is you can't miss. I mean, they have some great food. I happen to love their nachos, and they're huge, so they're definitely shareable. But they have great food there that pair well with their beer. You can see the production going on. So if you're new to the area and you've never visited Fig, be sure to head into their facility there. You can see the production taking place right in front of you. You're amongst all the tanks and the processing. Their bottling facility is there nearby. So everything is right there. And again, they have some seating inside that's right in the production area. They have TVs for sports and stuff. And they also have their whole outdoor garden area, which I happen to love. It's just comfortable seating, some sofas, they have chairs, Adirondack chairs, picnic tables, you know, anything that you'd like. And then they have cornhole and games. It's just a cool hangout. Like I say, I think it's just a nice place to chill, grab some lunch, some really good beer they're producing out of Fig Brew. And we're just super excited to have them be a part of Buellton. And they really kind of helped launch Industrial Way when they came in. It's a local family, as we know, and they picked Buellton for their headquarters, and we're super proud of that and that they hung their hat here. And so it's just a great location. And again, they really kind of stirred Industrial Way and got things interested in coming there. So we're proud to have them here. And again, super great place for lunch, and the beer is not too bad either.
I couldn't agree more. And once you've stuffed yourself silly, which I always do when I'm there, a great way to kind of walk off some of those calories is to head up Industrial Way to visit a couple of wine tasting locations. Now, I know that there are a couple of by appointment only locations like McKinney Family Vineyard and Rourke Wine Co. But if you don't plan ahead and you want to just go into an open wine tasting area, there's this awesome little hub of tasting rooms that I really enjoy. Well, we can talk a little bit about those because I'm sure you have your favorites there as well, Kathy. But it's got Imagine Wine, McLean Cellars, Esfuerzo, Tierra E Vino, and Shalom. And it's, I mean, you could almost spend a whole day just hanging out there and exploring the different tasting rooms. Which of those would you recommend next on our trip up Industrial Way?
Yeah, absolutely. So that whole wine collective, and then in Buscador is a part of that too, which is great. But each one of these wineries, and I call it a little wine collective because it's kind of with, they're all nearby, you know, right next door to one another here in this little wine collective. But each one, I think, has a unique story. So if you go, really talk to them, learn about their history and their story of how they started, and some were in the fields working with their parents and then eventually went on to start their own winery. And they all have a really cool, unique story. They come from different parts of the country, and they've landed here in Buellton, which is so unique, I think, of all of them. And their stories are so vast and different. But the wines, too, they tell a story. They always do, right? When you get into these wineries and talk to the winemakers and look at their labels, I mean, everything has a story behind these winemakers and their labels and their wine. So I think it's really important to learn that when you're there visiting. And that's any winery in our region. They all come with a story for sure. But I think some of my fun, so McLean Cellars, I think is fun. And I'll start there just because we've started out with Community Clay Works and we're having fun. Our creative juices are flowing. We're celebrating our pieces. If you want to keep that kind of activity and liveliness going, McLean Cellars recently opened a little game room, right kind of besides and within their tasting room. So they have foosball and darts and pool table and pinball machines. So they have some really fun games there to just, and again, another hangout place, right? If you just want to chill for a while and enjoy their wines. They have a really neat tasting room, kind of upbeat, modern. They have a great outside area as well with cornhole and lots of lounge, outdoor patio seating for people so they can take the party outside or go inside to the game room. So McLean's is fun, I think, for that. And I think another one, Tierra E Vino, I think is great. They have a wonderful little outside area that you can sit in with these olive trees that kind of shade you. And they have wonderful wines that they're producing. Again, very small scale, very unique story. But again, good wine. I think you're going to sample some wonderful wines in this particular little wine collective here on Industrial Way.
I know I've spent a number of wine tasting tours with friends and family, just exploring the different tasting rooms. I also really like Imagine Wine. They have a wine called PDR that I very much enjoy. It's just a nice, simple red wine that is just beautiful. And they also have a lot of really quirky and fun, like wine-themed retail items in their tasting room. So that's always just fun to kind of explore, much like the stories are different for each of the tasting rooms. They all kind of offer a different experience when you go in and have, you can definitely tell that the personalities of the owners and the staff that work there are very much reflected in the spaces that they work in. And I really enjoy that because you're really getting to experience the people as well as the product.
Absolutely. I think that's so true. And you know, another thing too, I know Buscador, they have a fabulous Malbec that they make. And at McLean's, I forgot to mention, they have a little neat area, kind of a little market area within their wine tasting room. So they have some little charcuterie items, and they also make their own popcorn, like gourmet popcorn. So they sell that there too. So some fun little things, like you've mentioned, imagine just these little storefronts that they have too, kind of within their wine tasting room. So definitely a place to land.
Buscador also has that beautiful mural. If you're looking for a great backdrop for photos for your vacation, definitely a great keepsake for your day on Industrial Way is a picture against the backdrop inside the Buscador tasting room. It's beautiful, just bright, vibrant colors.
Absolutely. And I happen to love their counter. I kind of come from a background of a family in lumbering, and Buscador's counter is this huge slab, and I forget the type of wood he used for it, but it's massive and it's beautiful. It's just a big piece, a slab of wood, but with the rough edges and stuff from the tree, it's really pretty. But anyhow, yeah, neat tasting room and experience. And again, they're all just unique in their own way. They're all a little bit different, but definitely worth trying out, and you'll get a different experience, I think, at each one, even though they're in this little collective together.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to make your way up Industrial Way, unless you want to spend the whole day there, so I would absolutely be guilty of probably stopping doing Clayworks and then stopping at Fig and spending the rest of the day there. And if I don't stop there, stopping here and spending the rest of the day here.
But That's right. It's easy to do.
It's very easy to do. If you are motivated and you really are able to keep yourself on track, the next stop would be close to the top of Industrial Way, where Industrial Eats and Dorwood Distillery and Loring Wine Co. are. They all kind of share a parking lot. And that's another great spot because Dorwood Distillery, since they make their products right there on Industrial Way, is the only distillery where you can do a tasting here in Buellton. So that's where I'd probably head next if I was wined out.
Right, right. Yeah, Dorwood is great. Jay is a hoot and a half, and I know we've had him on the show too, but he's just great, and he's kind of a one-man show, but he does it all. He's got these new stills there, so he's producing a lot more quantity of his product, but you can find limoncello, vodka, gin, Tagave tequila. He's doing it all, and he has a really nice set up there where you go in and he can give you little tastings. I think they can even make little cocktails too to share with you. So he has some wonderful product being made there at Dorwood, and definitely worth trying. It's a little tucked away behind the buildings there in this particular area of Industrial Way, but he has signage out. So just follow the barrels and the signs to Dorwood, and Jay's there to greet you, and he'll mix you up a fine cocktail and share everything that he's doing there at Dorwood. But some wonderful product that he's making there, and all sourced from local wine grapes too, which is interesting. So he's just got a unique distillery, and again, it's different and it's fun and unique to Buellton. So definitely a stop. And I think Industrial Eats goes well with everything there on Industrial Way.
Yes, definitely.
So there's lots of good food to try over there. I don't know about you, Meg, if you have any favorites. I know one of mine is the pheasant salad. And you know how you go to restaurants and they have like a really cool eclectic menu and you want to try a little bit of everything and you keep getting drawn back to the same thing over and over because you know how good it is. That's what Industrial Eats does to me. It's like, oh, I'll try this time. And I go right back to that pheasant salad, and I don't know why, but it's very good, and I never had pheasant until I went there. And I've also had some of their sandwiches, and I have had other food there too, but I love that salad for whatever reason, but it's just good, it's hearty, and it's got a little bit of everything going on. And so how about you? Do you have a favorite at Industrial Eats?
Oh, for me, it's the white shrimp and garlic. Always ask for extra bread when you order it. It's one of the most, I mean, if you look at the Instagram posts for Industrial Eats, it's, I would have to say, one of their most photographed dishes, because their menu changes all the time. They're always offering amazing fresh new dishes based on the season and what's available locally, since that's where they source all of their ingredients. And that white shrimp has been on the menu for as long as I can remember. And every time I go, I introduce new people to it.
Right.
It's just these big, beautiful white shrimp with this amazing, like, buttery garlic pepper sauce over them. And you dip the bread in the sauce once you're done eating the shrimp. It's just, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. I've had so many people tell me about that dish too. They love, that's their favorite. And you know, another one people like, of course, their pizzas are all very good. They have great flatbreads, but also their beef tongue pastrami.
Yes.
I've not tried it. I'm guilty. I've not tried it. But anybody that I've been with who's ordered it, or anybody that's had it, they said, oh my God, this is like water. It just like dissolves in your mouth. It's so good.
It
so
is
I do need to try it because I've heard nothing but good comments about their beef tongue pastrami sandwich.
It's an amazing place to have dinner, especially if you've got a group of people. So when I plan outings and meet with friends and family, I almost always include a trip to Industrial Eats, especially if it's a group of people who are okay, like sharing different dishes, because that's right. Really, like you said, their menu is just so incredible and it changes. So you really want to try things when they're available because you don't know when they'll be on the menu next or if mm-hmm. they'll be on the menu next. And so going with a bunch of people and then trying a bunch of different dishes and sharing them with small plates is just my favorite way to experience Industrial Eats.
Yeah, you know, it's very true. It's a great place for that. It's kind of got a communal dining feel to it. And then also what people may not know is it's everything's cooked in their brick oven. So nothing's fried there. The flavors are unbelievable. He sources everything locally that he gets. So he does... He has wonderful, wonderful fresh food, and the flavors are just, I can't describe. I mean, I don't know how he comes up with some of the flavors in his foods and dishes that he does. They're so good. They're really, I'm getting hungry talking about it, but they're really good.
And they also periodically, so this wouldn't necessarily work into a, you know, a spontaneous trip to Industrial Way, but they also have some incredible workshops and classes. I know I've actually personally attended their pig butchering class that they do with Valley Piggery right there in their grand room, which is right next door to Industrial Eats. And mm-hmm. it's fascinating to go through that whole process because they go from snout to tail and they use every piece of the pig. And I took the casing and curing class, which was the second day. And so they taught us how to make fresh sausage and how to make bacon and go through this whole process. And everything that we did would then be aged at the restaurant so that they could use it for their dishes in the future.
Right.
And I love that education component to it because it's so much a part of who they are and what they do with how they interact with food and the local farms. And it was just a really great experience to listen to Jeff, the owner at Industrial Eats, talk about food and the products that we were working with.
Right.
So I highly recommend that if you want to try something completely unique.
Yeah.
Get on that mailing list. Yep. See when they're going to be doing their next event.
Yeah. They just produce some amazing dishes there. So, and I mean, people come from afar just to go there. They've heard of Industrial Eats. So they've got a following for sure. And they don't take reservations. It's all just walk in but they get you in and out. It's so good. So good. Another little place that's kind of fun just across the parking lot from Industrial Eats is a Loring Wine Company. And they're produced locally here out in the Santa Rita Hills, and they have some wonderful wines that they produce there, and you can go tasting right across the driveway from Industrial Eats.
Yes, absolutely. It's really, I mean, for me, they go hand in hand. If you're going to go to Industrial Eats, visiting the tasting rooms for Loring and for Dorwood is just part of that experience because you're right there.
Exactly. And again, sourced locally here in the Santa Rita Hills, they have some great Pinots and wines that they produce. So you're definitely getting a taste of the local flavor when you're in this area because everything is sourced locally, produced locally, and by our locals, made by our locals here. So it's a really fun homage to our area because everything is done right here within our radius of Buellton. So
yeah. And using Industrial Eats and Figaro Mountain's Kitchen as anchors for your food experiences, it's really easy to customize your experience with the different tastings every time you come to Industrial Way. So you certainly couldn't visit every tasting room and do the tasting flights in a single day on Industrial Way. So right. You can always pick a couple for your first day. And then the next time you come, you can swap and do lunch at Industrial Eats and then try a couple of new tasting rooms and then have dinner at Fig. And you can kind of explore different menu options and get a different experience each time you visit, which is another reason why I really like it. You park in one location, then you just kind of wander.
Right, exactly. No, absolutely. You can start at the top or the bottom and have a great experience along the way for sure.
So whether you start at the top of the street or the bottom, this hidden gem is packed with incredible things to do. If you're looking for a great walkable place to spend your day, you'll find it on Industrial Way.
I know. It was so fun, Megan, chatting with you today about Industrial Way and some of our favorites. So I hope our listeners get out and enjoy too. But as much talking as we did, we were only able to scratch the surface. So it's really important that our listeners check it all out for themselves the next time they're here. And if anybody wants to follow this particular area on Facebook or Instagram, they can do so by looking up Industrial Way SBC. And they'll pop into their pages and kind of keep an eye, and they'll get some images of what's going on down there. Thanks again for listening. Follow Discover Buellton on social media to join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.